It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The first couple of weeks, we on this show, and I thought fairly, had spent a little bit of time breaking down what was the lackluster play of Nick Bolton. Seemed like he didn't have his eyes with him, wasn't performing at the level we were accustomed to yet. And because of that, Gold, we were like, well, what's going on with Nick? And you and I maybe chalked it up to, he didn't play preseason, he's coming back from an injury, maybe that's what's going on. Well, I've shifted my focus. Bolton looks a lot better, and then all of a sudden, what the hell's wrong with Drew Tranquil? I understand the NFL's a year-to-year league, but all of a sudden, he can't guard. He can't cover?
It's
what's
weird.
The problem all of a sudden? He can't tackle? Like, out of nowhere for the last 2 weeks, Drew Tranquil looks like a ghost.
It's bizarre because he was a hell of a player, still is a hell of a player for them a year ago. And I don't know if it's just a bad couple weeks, if, you know, teams are putting him in some more challenging spots. We give credit to the game plan and how teams attack the defense, and if they've found something where he's a little more vulnerable, if some other adjustments have caused him to need to play a little bit differently, and it's going to take some time to adjust. I don't think he's been bad, but it was definitely surprising through the first 3 weeks to see his coverage skills haven't been up to par with what we expected and saw last year. I still think he's been very effective in other spots, but yeah, that's.
But he's missing tackles.
These are the more of the nitpicky stuff. But yeah, you know, for a defense that overall is still playing at an extremely extremely high level, it's why they're 4-0. They're not 4-0 without this defense, and he's part of it. But yeah, there's been some teams, I think, Cody, that have done a nice job of putting Nick Bolton or Drew Tranquil in some tricky spots for a linebacker, and that has happened a lot. The first month of the season.
Yeah, and I understand, and the same as I'm willing with Bolton, because the defense itself is playing overall pretty good football. I think the concern is, though, like, Tranquil used to be a hurt player. He's been a good player in the league, but he's never been like a superstar. And they looked at their lineup and they realized that they could get Tranquil for what was still a pretty good deal, Alex. And so they went for it across the board and took a chance. But still, man, I just wonder whether or not that this is like going to last the way that it did. You always got to worry about, like, we talk about this all the time, and I've told you a million times, defenses typically do not hold year to year, which is players don't hold year to year. That's really why. You know that the Cleveland Browns are 20th in defensive efficiency this year? They've been the number one team in defensive efficiency for years, Cleveland, and now they're no good. They stink. Because sometimes players just aren't the same player. I'm starting to worry early.
I'm not there at all. I'll be honest, man.
Like, maybe it's 10% less. I'm not there all the way. I'm just saying, like, it's one of those, like, something to monitor.
I think what happens, though, is, like, there's been three instances throughout the year and that where he's been beat in coverage, and then everybody just, like, acts like that's how it's been every single play of
no,
the
missed tackles maybe concern me more than the coverage somehow.
I mean, he did have 10 tackles, 11 tackles, yeah, or whatever it was this past week. I guess so. What, maybe we had 12 instead. Like, I'm not worried about bigger picture Drew Tranquil at all. I think, again, teams have done a good job in coverage, putting linebackers in some mismatch and taking advantage of said situation, and that didn't happen as much last year. The tackling, I'm really not concerned. I don't think Drew Tranquil just suddenly can't tackle. He also, again, had 10 or 11 tackles.
Yeah. The misses were obviously not so much they cost him a game, but we could say the same thing about Mahomes' interceptions. Like, I wouldn't say that's not a concern. It's just not the thing that's cost him a football game. Some of it is just, I can't get over, like, the just general consensus of something I've said about the Chiefs each of the last two times we've come in on a Monday, which is, like, you're not supposed to win and play like this. You're not supposed to miss tackles and throw picks and turn the ball over and be more penalized than the other team and win every week. So, like, part of it is, like, I'm waiting for the losses to happen, and then all of these things we've been talking about are going to be a much bigger thing we talk about. I'm trying to get ahead of it now because the things we're talking about now are going to be the things that cost them games if they start losing and don't clean it up. Because you can't – it's unsustainable. It just truly is unsustainable to win at the rate that they're winning and do all of these things weird, you know?
Yeah, I would put the Drew Tranquil thing way
lower
down,
on the list.
Way
yes.
down the list. I think what happened, there was one play in coverage, and, like, social media freaked out about it, and then people have ran with that and act as if that is just who he's now, who he now is as a player. He's way down the list of my concern with the team period, and certainly even on the defense. I think there's other questions that you could have, but
also helps when Chris Jones is the most dominant player on the field.
It was unbelievable.
Defense going to look pretty good. He was off. He was AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Just saw that come across in the last 30 minutes.
But yeah, I mean, when you play at that level, you know, everything on the defense works, right? When Chris Jones is going to play at that level. Again, not in, like, I'm not in panic mode. The Chiefs are 4-0.
I like this text.
Wide receiver
though,
stuff, admit, but I still think you have to keep an eye on
this text for the 816. I think this is a good reminder. I actually think it's a really good text, and it's probably social media causes this more. He said, I wish people would stop talking about guys getting old every time they don't produce for one game. Kelce, Bolton, now Tranquil, relax. I think it's a great text. I would totally agree. I think now more than ever, there's. You know, everybody's an expert on, you know, they pull up the All-22, they'll screenshot stuff on social media, one person screenshots it, and then they retweet it, and then everybody takes it as gospel, and suddenly everybody thinks that player didn't play well, and it's like one play that maybe they got beat and made a mistake on one play. It doesn't mean that's how they've been the entire year. So I think that's a great text. I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, again, I'm just saying – My stance on defenses is just defenses as a whole don't last as long as great offenses in the NFL.
But this defense is still playing great, yeah. You know? I mean, you're just saying you're concerned that this could lead to them not, I guess.
Not them as a whole.
Okay.
Just like I'm more worried about individual play. The entire defensive play, right now, that doesn't concern me. Their defense has kept up more than that at this point.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.